Like now, it's like I don't need to see every image from a thing, or you know? Or are you guys here now?
No, I know what you're talking about. When I was younger, like that used to be. That's actually one comic issue film. It's like X-Men 2. I remember that.
Which I'm talking about when I was your age. I wish.
No, but yeah, as you get older,
yeah.
Like your attraction to.
Are you recording this?
I just started it.
Oh, okay. So now you're starting to posit really interesting thoughts. Before you were like, hey, you see the tits on that one? And now you're like, when I was younger.
Screw you, Dan. All
right, so, yes.
I didn't really say that. No, but just like, as you...
You wanted to clarify. So that totally sounds like something you would say, right?
Yeah, I always say. As you get older, you know, it's... I remember, like, even the difference from last year at Comic-Con to this year. Like, last year, I was like, oh, my gosh, all this cool stuff. Just the experience of going to Comic-Con for the first time. And then progressively, you get more and more jaded and less excited about stuff. Adam, I admire Adam because of his naivete and his sense of childlike wonder that he still possesses right now.
Yeah.
What I wouldn't give to be as dumb as you, Adam.
Because when you're younger, everything is... You don't know that something is... You feel like you're not even going to make it to see it. You know what I mean? You're like, I can't, you know, now you're like, you know what it's like to anticipate something for such a long time and then see it. You know that you're going to see it. It's all good. When you're a kid, it's like, I don't even think I'm going to see that day. Like, it just feels so...
Well, also because you have to rely on people when you're younger. Like, you're like begging, like, I need to get a ride. And they're like, well, I don't really care that much. And they're like, no, no, it's the movie's like...
And now you have access to anything you want.
Right,
so
right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's...
When awesome. You're us. I mean,
well, no,
when you're big deals like us, Adam.
I don't think that's exactly what Dan
did. I think that's precisely what he did.
Also, things were not... Like, now I know that anything I'm excited for could be equally as terrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when
yeah.
you're a kid, there's nothing terrible. It's all, like... It's all it.
Right.
It's all the thing. You're learning what a thing is. Yeah. You're learning what a Karate Kid movie is. So Karate Kid 3 comes out when you're a kid, and it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. Now you realize, it wasn't as good as the first one.
Are you admitting that you thought Karate Kid with Hilary Swank was good?
No, that's the next Karate Kid. That is not a Karate Kid movie.
I'm sorry, my bad.
That is not a part of the lore, as far as I'm concerned.
You're right. How could I have been so stupid?
Karate Kid 3 is Terry Silver, Bad Boy Barnes. What happened to that guy who played Terry Silver? He was in a lot of, like, HBO, made for HBO action movies, and never... What was that guy's name?
It was that!
Do you know who I was thinking of on the ride here? Do you remember that guy that Kramer, Michael Richards, used to do those Pepsi commercials with? It was this little kid with the curly hair. He was also Kramer's assistant for Kramerica in the Seinfeld show.
I don't remember that. Yes. Seinfeld?
Whatever happened to that dude?
Did you say he's great, that prison zombie movie?
Yeah, Kramerica, yeah.
You're my friend. I know.